Okay, the other day I watched Hobo with a Shotgun, and it's just taken me a couple of days down to actually record this audio boo about it. I liked the movie quite a bit, but did not love it. Right off the bat, the movie does a really good job of establishing the tone. There's an opening credit sequence, and then the first scene of the movie, right off the bat, right away, gets really violent and depicts this crazy world where everybody is evil or indifferent and people get away with doing things that you could never in the real world actually get away with, and things don't really abide by the proper laws of physics, and the characters are completely insane, and it's like this super bleak, terrible version of reality that is a little bit funny to watch. A lot funny, but okay, so they do a great job there. Rutger Hauer gives a really good performance as the hobo, where the interesting thing about the hobo is that they don't make him some kind of super hobo where he's like super righteous and like he just goes out and he's a vigilante that we all kind of know is right. The hobo in this movie is a crazy guy, and like there's a scene where he's got a girl and he's like, let me tell you something about bears, and that he says about bears in another movie would be like profound or somehow relate to the situation at hand, and the shit he says about bears is completely meaningless and completely stupid, and you go, oh yeah, that's right, this isn't a movie about how he's the smartest hobo that ever lived, he's a fucking crazy hobo who has a shotgun. And so that part of the movie, I think, is a really interesting thing. The main villain, the Drake, is a pretty interesting villain. I'm not in love with the actor who plays him. I know that he's going for this super over-the-top scenery-chewing thing. But then sometimes you're kind of like, man, I really wish he'd speak a little faster so we could move on to something else. But he's not terrible. There's certainly other actors in the film who do a worse job. The two characters who play the Drake's sons, who are like kind of like the guys who wreak the most carnage throughout the film, are really interesting. They dance all over the line between what is good acting and bad acting with these characters that are so over the top that there's really no such thing as playing it too big. It's pretty. It's kind of like really entertaining. Even when I wasn't in love with their performances, I was kind of in love with their performances. I liked them quite a bit. The girl who plays Abby, our hobo's like little sidekick hooker lady, I am not as fond of. I don't know her name. And there's some plot developments with her character that I don't think work and are in part due to the fact that I don't think that she does a very good job with the material. The biggest problem I would have with the film is that in the third act, it kind of loses me for a while, for quite a bit of it, because they go through the standard thing where our hero is the one in peril, and so his sidekick, who he's been protecting this whole time, is going to come and save him. Except that his sidekick, Abby, the hooker, is not interesting. We don't particularly care about her. We don't see her grow from being like some timid girl to being a badass. She's nowhere near as like cool as the hobo, and she gives this like big speech about the homeless and about standing up against the Drake, and it falls completely flat for me. It doesn't work at all because it feels like this pretty 20-something saying words that like I at no point do I believe these words coming out of her mouth. I believe it when Rutger Hauer says let's stand up to the Drake. It just feels like a kid in his dad's cowboy boots, acting like John Wayne when she does it. And so that hurts the third act. However, in the third act, there are these two other characters called the Plague that are awesome, but I don't actually have enough time to really talk about it. But I would say if you enjoy movies like Planet Terror, Death Proof, Machete, and Black Dynamite, definitely see Hobo with a Shotgun. At the very least, you'll find something in it that you'll enjoy.